grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
In our text today, we have two familiar stories in which Jesus, by his divine power, worked two miracles, one of healing and one of bringing the dead back to life. In the case of the woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years, Luke specifically ties together two words, two items, God's power and God's peace. As he says in these words, where Jesus said, power has gone forth from me, and the end result is, Daughter, your faith has made you well, go in peace. And here we have the two activities of God. One is power, and the other is peace. And both of these together, in both of these together, we see three aspects of the way God has dealt with this woman and the way he deals with all of us, with all of his children throughout time and into eternity. And first of all, we know the aspect of God's time. And a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years could not be healed by anyone. She had experienced 12 years of this infirmity, of this problem. Now just try and think back, where were you 12 years ago? Finally, what were you doing? And think of all the things that have happened from that time up until the present. And that was the length of time that this woman was going along with this infirmity, going up under this problem. And yet, she was not responding. She had not given up hope. So she heard the Lord Jesus speak. And she was brought to faith by his word. She was converted, made a member of his family. And so she had faith, and Jesus makes a special point of this, that it is your faith has made you right. Yet it was a weak faith, a confused faith, deceptive, it was tainted with superstition, because he thought if he could come to this man, this Jesus of Nazareth, and just put out a finger and touch his garment, he would be saved. He would be healed. He would be made well. Just the touch of that garment. There's something magical about that thing he is wearing. And here's the thing. And in God's good time, after 12 years, he made his healing power available to her. That time is seldom our time. But the answer is patience. Whatever is good for us will come in God's time. The second aspect was that this is done according to God's will. So the God's will of his power did result in her peace. The woman was not healed without the knowledge of God. And this means, of course, not without his will, without his specific intention that it be done this way. He willed her, he desired for her to be healed, and so she was. By his power, Jesus had healed many without any touch. Some even had a distance. But it is always the result of God's intention and will to show his great love to those of his children who are in need, to each and every one of us, with the creation of faith, however small it may be, with the creation of this faith comes the will and the desire of God to heal all of our trials, all of our necessary sicknesses, all of our troubles. And this is as sure and as positive for us as it was for this woman in our text. God's will is that he will give us all good things in his good time.
be well.
That was the grasp of her faith, not the grasp of her hand, that caused her cure. It was done because of the faith which was in her heart. And so the result of this faith was for her, and it is for you and me as well. The answer, go in peace. Or, could even be better translated, enter into peace. By God's power, then, we have the peace, the assurance that we are protected from every danger. By God's power, we are healed from every necessary sickness. By God's power, we have the inner peace. It comes from knowing that all things are in His hands. And when we pray to God, we move the hand that moves the world. Everything is under His control. He wills all things for our good. And so peace is the element in which our whole future life shall move. So this parable, this miracle, rather, this word of God, as recorded by St. Luke, shows us that in God's time, because of God's will, we shall all have God's peace. Let us now praise our gracious God for His great gift to us